Reporting a crime. Will I have to give evidence? As a victim of crime, you have a very important role in the criminal justice system. You may have to give evidence in court. You may be asked to give evidence in a bail hearing. A bail hearing is where the person who committed the crime against you is seeking to remain free until their court hearing. You may also be asked if you would like to tell the court details about how the crime has affected you. This is called a victim impact statement, and the court usually hears it before sentence is passed. The state prosecutes people who carry out crime. You do not need to hire your own solicitor for a criminal case. How do I report a crime? Call 999 or 112 in an emergency. Phone your local Garda station or call into your local station in person. Sometimes it may be easier to contact the Garda station and make an appointment to attend. If you don't speak English, if needed, we will provide a translation service so that you will receive the same quality of service as far as possible as any victim of crime. What will the Garda ask me when I report a crime? Whenever you report a crime to An Garda Síochána, whether you are a victim or a witness, we will ask you to provide us with as much information as you can about the offence. Tell us if you have any concerns about your or your family's safety, so we can give you appropriate advice. Provide your contact details so we can update you about how the investigation is progressing. Update us with any new information. You may notice further losses or damage after you first report the offence. Let us know if you suffer further effects from an injury caused by the crime. Let us know if your contact details change. Tell us if you consent to being referred to victim support services. What can I expect following my report? We will investigate your complaint. We will give you the name, phone number and station of the investigating Garda and a special number, the Pulse Incident Number, which records your report. All victims of crime will receive a follow-up contact from either the investigating Garda, Garda Victim Service Office, or Family Liaison Officer, as appropriate, depending on the circumstances of the crime. We will write to acknowledge the formal complaint you made to the Gardaí. This document will include basic information about the criminal offence you reported. We can provide this document in your spoken language if you so wish. Depending on the type of crime, we may give you this information in person rather than in writing. Your local Garda Victim Service Office, the investigating Garda, or Family Liaison Officer, as appropriate depending on the nature of the crime, will contact you to tell you about significant developments in the investigation of your complaint. Can I bring someone with me when I report a crime? Yes. As a victim, you can be accompanied by a person of your choice to support you when you report a crime, make a formal statement, are doing further interviews with the Gardaí. You can also bring a legal representative, a solicitor, with you. However, in some circumstances, a member of An Garda Síochána can ask you to choose a different person to accompany you, including a legal representative. A member of An Garda Síochána may stop someone accompanying you if it is contrary to your best interests, would prejudice any investigation or criminal proceedings. This does not prevent you from choosing another person to accompany you, provided the investigating Garda is satisfied that they are suitable. Where can I get an overview of the investigative process? For a full overview of the process, please see our Frequently Asked Questions (FAQ) section on www.garda.ie.